The demand for our grain products remain fairly strong. I'm Keith Wenberg with your Farm News Update. Over the course of the last few weeks, we have been talking a lot about soybean trade and China. But in the same token, there's been a good demand for our U.S. corn products. Greg Hansen is with Hansen Agri Commodities, Walnut Grove, Minnesota.
Well, first off, on the corn, you know, on the report, the one thing they did do is they did raise exports another 100 million. So that's up to $3.3 billion. I can't stress how big a number that is, but we have been on that clip. We've done a lot of exports early. Some people concerned, were we seeing something's front loaded? Maybe a little, but I also think there's been some demand out here. Now we're starting to get, with more beans being moved, we're starting to see some exports slow up, starting to see Argentina corn get cheaper on the world market. So we're going to start seeing exports slow down, but you know, we've got a lot of export capacity booked already into May. So we're on this big clip. We don't have to go at the same pace to kind of hit the target we're on.
And Greg pointed out, when you do drive around the countryside, you do see a number of big corn piles yet at the elevators.
When you think of all the piles out here, we're chewing through them. We've had good export demand. I think that will continue. We've had good ethanol demand. These ethanol guys have been grinding at a good clip. You know, my one concern is the feed residual number that's on that balance sheet. It's awful big compared to the livestock sizes out here. So I am concerned about that, but that won't get addressed until you get to a quarterly stocks report. But barring that, you know, this 2-1 carryout, the market seems pretty comfortable on the corn side.
And it won't be long, and the focus for our markets will be on dry weather conditions here in the U.S.
Well, there's starting to be a little chatter. You look at a drought monitor, and there's some areas out here that are on the dry side. Now, best time for a drought's in wintertime. We've heard chatter in the east about how low the Mississippi River is for moving barges. Really, it's spring rains that matter.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Wenberg.